Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of studies out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
An actor, a person that plays two faces. That's how they would cut costs back in the Greek plays. They would say, hey, we need you to play the part of a hypocrite. And so you had two parts you had to play in the play. Amen. You know, one time you may be Batman, the next time you Clark Kent, you know. So, you know, that's being a hypocrite. All right, playing two faces. And God don't want you playing a hypocrite in his program. He wants you to be one way. As a matter of fact, that's why a lot of folks don't want to come to church. It's because they see folks acting two ways. At church, they one way. Then outside, they another way. Amen. They need to see you being the same way. Amen. But notice, Jesus is available. He's available in the home, the road. Look here, chapter 6, verse 2. Chapter 6, verse 2. And when the Sabbath day would come, he began to teach where? In the synagogue. And many hearing him was astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. And see, this is a verse here that teaches you that Mary then remained a virgin. She had Jesus, but she had some other children. So Jesus had brothers and sisters. Now notice in verse number 31. In verse 31, the scripture says, and he said unto them, come ye yourself apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there was many going and coming, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Notice, they was working so hard. Jesus was working so hard. So he called his disciples and said, let's go in a desert place. Let's go hide away. We need to have us a Christian retreat. We're finna have a retreat. But notice what happened on this retreat. Did that retreat last long? The Bible says in verse 32, and they departed into a desert place by ship privately, and the people saw them departed. And many knew him and ran afoot thither out of all the cities and outwent them and came together unto him. Now notice, the folks, they said, there they go. Now, these folks didn't have no boat, but they went round on the other side of the sea. They beat them. By the time Jesus and them got to the other side of the sea, they was waiting on them. Hey, Jesus. Boy, that's some news get out. All you got to do is get folks excited about Jesus. The word will get out. Yeah, you just got to get folks excited about Jesus. One of the reasons some churches are dead churches, folks ain't excited about Jesus. You get excited about Jesus. You get turned on for Jesus. And boy, you will attract a crowd. Yeah. It won't be long before you see folks bringing their friends to church. Yeah. A lot of times people ask, what's your evangelism strategy? That's the same one that Jesus had in the Bible. Yeah. It's just like when Jesus called Andrew. Andrew went home and got Peter, his brother, and brought him to Jesus. It's the Andrew plan. Yeah, you get a person excited about Jesus, Then they're going to go tell their friends. They're going to go tell their cousins. They're going to go tell their co-workers. Yeah. They're going to get folks. The next thing you know, they're introducing you to all their family. And this is Bebe. And this is Bebe's children. All 10 of them. These are, come on, children. Y'all acting shy of him. Amen. They bringing the whole family. Amen. God bless. I remember when we was in the other little building over here when we first got started. Sister Mitchell. When Sister Mitchell first came to the church, they came and they used to have a Bible study at their house on Saturday evening, and they was running out of space, and so they asked, could they use the church to have Bible study? And I said, sure. And do you know they filled up that little church with their family? I said, I see why, you know, your neighbors was complaining. Oh, y'all can't be trying to have Bible study. Y'all had a whole church full of folks. My Lord, but that's how it used to be. Folks used to have large families and stuff when they used to come to church and stuff. Yeah. Sister Mitchell got a large family. And a lot of times she said, oh, Pastor, you ain't seen half of them. I said, Lord, have mercy. Amen. All right, let's go on a little bit further. So we see that Jesus was trying to get some relaxation, but he couldn't get no relaxation. As a matter of fact, he ended up feeding the 5,000 right here. He fed 5,000 men, not even counting the women's and the children. So how many folks you think he fed? It's always more women's and children at church than it is men. So if he fed 5,000 men, it may have been 25, 30, 40,000 folks that he fed that day. Now think about it. He fed it when he was even tired. That's something to think about. How Jesus fed 5,000 hungry jacks. Hello, somebody. Yeah, because they didn't stop with just one fish sandwich. Trying to be cute? No. He got some more. He still got some more. I'm telling him to bring some over here at this table here. Hello, somebody. Amen. And they ate until the Bible says they was full. And then they had 12 baskets left them. What did the 12 baskets symbolize? What did it symbolize? It showed what now? Not everybody go at the same time. How many disciples did he have? 12. Listen, when you work for the Lord, you get a reward from the Lord. Amen. Think about it. Amen. When you work, you get benefits that most people don't get. See, when I was working down at Frito-Lay, man, I would every day we had chips and stuff. We'd bring home that to the house. Timmy and John was raised on Cheetos. I mean, they put their order in, you know. Put their order in. Daddy, bring me some Cheetos back today. Bring me this back today. Amen. Hey, they had just having them grandma cookies, boy. I used to love them grandma cookies. We used to get them in, and, you know, they used to have a chef light, and so you had to throw them away. And so that was our job, to go ahead and throw them away. And so I was throwing as many away that I could. Right there at that dumpster. I throw the paper away and I was just eating as many as I could. Amen. 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 God is a good God. God is a good God. But that's the blessing. I remember before I left home, I was working at this steak house called Ponderosa. Anybody have heard any? Ponderosa, and they had this old crazy policy. I mean, a crazy policy that you couldn't take nothing out of this place. Yeah, you could eat as many steaks you wanted, but you couldn't take nothing out of this place. And so My first night shedding things down, they had this drawer. You put all the steaks in this drawer, this bottom drawer there. Then at the end of the night, you took them and you threw them away. And so they told me to take those steaks and throw them away. And they was in there cleaning up. And they said, what's taking you so long back there? And I said, I'm throwing away these steaks. Amen. Lord have mercy. I said, I can't believe they're throwing away these good steaks back here. Lord have mercy. I say, just say amen, let somebody do. I'll take care of my part, but we're gonna get rid of these steaks first. Amen. 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 But that's part. That's part of the blessing. That's part of the blessing. That's part of the blessing. Amen. That's part of people that work at these hotels and stuff like that. Man, I mean, they get blessed good. They be eating filet mignon and stuff like that. Hello, somebody. Because, see, if, you know, the Bible talks about the ox. Don't muzzle the ox. And so you get blessed. See, be careful about just running off all the time. You want to help. You want to be a worker, because the worker, you end up getting some of the same blessings. Yeah, the Bible says if you give a prophet a cold glass of water, you'll get a prophet reward. The same reward that the prophet get, you'll get that same reward because you helped him in his ministry. Amen. So being a servant is a blessing. It's a blessing. And so Christ, he ministered out there in the desert. But then notice now we come to one of the key verses in 724. The scripture says, and from thence he arose and went into the border of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it. But notice what happened. But he could not be healed. Now notice, Jesus done left their country. He done went to Tyre and Sidon. He done left the country of Israel. This is one of the few times that Jesus done left the country. He been trying to get him some rest, y'all. He went to a desert place. They done followed him in the desert. Now Christ said, well, let me just go on over here to this country. And he went over there and noticed the people are still following. He can't get away. He can't be healed. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? All right. So that shows you how Christ was in demand wherever he went. But you see the availability. Wherever he went, he would always made himself available. You know, I get kind of, oh my goodness. Y'all praying for me in the house of the Lord. I get kind of upset somewhat when I hear different comments about how people can't shake their pastor's hand. I'll never forget one of my friends who listened. He came to this church once, and this famous preacher, he came, and he was so excited about meeting this preacher. And so he got right up there close to the preacher. And soon he got ready to shake this preacher's hand. A bodyguard stepped between him. He couldn't even shake the preacher's hand. He done came all the way from New Orleans. And he done waited as long as, you know, till it's kind of done thin out. He came to shake the preacher's hand. Availability. John, 1 John chapter 1. Says our eyes saw Jesus, our hands handled him. He could be touched. That's the thing about Jesus. He could be touched. Do we honestly think we are so important we can't be touched? Now, I know some folks, you know, if you ain't living right, hello somebody, if you ain't living right, then you may have to have some armed bodyguards and what have you. Hello, somebody. Amen. You may have to have some bodyguards and and everything else. Amen. Secret service and all of that. Amen. The conflict of the servant. The conflict of the servant. The conflict of the servant. Let me hear up and get this. He could not heal many because of the unbelief. Look at chapter 6 again. Chapter 6. Look at verse number 4. It says, but Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Isn't that something? Christ couldn't heal certain people all because of their unbelief. There are some people that you ain't not going to be able to help. Yeah, you won't be able to help everybody because of their unbelief. They don't have the faith. And then notice the religious leaders would not believe in him. In chapter 8, verse 31, it says, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders, of the chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. The religious leaders, it wasn't that they couldn't believe, they would not. They would not believe. So some people just not going to believe. I don't care. I mean, you think about it. All these miracles that Jesus done, and these people still don't want to believe. They still. So there is the conflict of the servant. All right. How should we apply this lesson? How should we apply this lesson? Number one, be available in ministry. Be available in ministry. Make yourself available in ministry. One of the problems in the church today is people are too busy for God to use them. Make yourself available and watch God use you. Watch God use you. God can use you in great ways. Amen. Don't let the devil trick you by being busy on doing other things than the main thing. And that's why I always say the main thing is that the main thing remain the main thing. And listen, always remember this, the enemy of the best thing is a good thing. Most people think that I'm not doing any, bad stuff. No. The devil knows that you're not going to go out there and do a lot of sinful stuff. So he gets you to do a good thing. And the good thing keeps you from doing the best thing. Yeah. Take for instance, I could have stayed out there and just helped the men, in the parking lot, doing some good things, cleaning up and what have you. Good things. But what was the best thing? God called me to do what? He called me to preach. Yeah. And so my constant struggle every day is choosing between a good thing and a best thing. Yeah. When I first started ministering, first started pastoring, every time that phone would ring, I would get it, and I was the firefighter. Pastor to the rescue. Pastor to the rescue. Amen. Speedy Gonzalez. Pastor to the rescue. And then around Friday, I hadn't even got my sermon done. Amen. People need the word. God called me to do the word. How did they come up with the deacons in the church? The first deacons. Peter and John them says, listen, we need somebody else to be waiting on these tables. Choose 7 men that can wait on these tables and help these ladies out, because we don't need to neglect the word of God in prayer. Amen. Amen. So know what you're supposed to do in church and stick with it. Stick with it. Don't let the devil get you off track in doing a good thing rather than the best thing. Amen. Amen. Most of the time when people ain't on the post, they're doing something good. It's not that they're doing a sinful thing. They're doing a good thing. Amen. So you have to be very careful that the devil ain't fooling you to do a good thing rather than the best thing. Number two, be moving in ministry. Be moving in ministry. Keep going in ministry. A lot of times people, they are event oriented. They'll do something, then they'll stop. They'll do something, then they'll stop. No, keep going, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Because see, once you stop, the devil gets you into pride. You'll start saying, look at what I did. You'll start smelling the roses. You start reading your own press. And the devil will mess you up then. Yeah, because you done got lifted up in pride. I used to have 2 Chronicles chapter 26, I believe verse number 5. The scriptures talks about King Uzziah. He was a king for 52 years. And the scripture says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. But he started reading his own press. He started reading about how he'd done this and done this and done this. And then he got out of his place. And he went into the temple and tried to be priest. He wanted to offer sacrifice. And he even got the sceptre and got ready to put that hot sceptre on those people. And he ended up drawing back a nub with leprosy. God struck him down with leprosy. And I thought about that. I said, you know, regardless, what you done for the Lord, you got to always remain humble. You think about Moses. Moses got right there to the borders of the promised land and then struck that rock, said, how many times is I going to have to keep giving y'all some water? Huh, here's some water here. He struck the rock. God said, well, you ain't getting in because I told you to just speak to the rock. Yeah. Yeah. So be very, 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 very careful. You got to keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Don't ever get to the point of thinking that you done arrived. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't get to the point saying, well, I done enough. You don't see that with Jesus. He kept going. Even when he was tired, he kept going. He kept going. He kept going. Because, see, once you stop, you're going to either start either bragging on yourself or you're going to start complaining with people. One of the two. So keep going. It's not so much what they're not doing, what you're doing. You keep going. You keep going. You're a servant. So a servant, you keep on working. Yeah, that's your job. Keep going. Then number two, be prayerful in ministry. Be prayerful. The last thing, be prayerful in ministry. The last verse I want to give you is Mark chapter 1, verse 35. You take this home with you. It says, and in the morning, rising up, a great while before day, he went out and departed to a solitary place and there prayed. He went and he prayed. He got up early in the morning and prayed. But that tells me if Jesus had to get up early in the morning and go pray, what about us? We got to get up early in the morning and go pray. Now, he knows what was going on in his day. We don't know what we're going to face. So we need to get up early in the morning.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.